Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host, and I'm also the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, which is a website, a podcast, and a soon-to-be app. So I am so excited to launch the app. That is going to be in the next 4 to 6 weeks, and it's so cool. There's so much you can do with it. And it will be just such a great little friend to have on your iPhone or your phone just to get some comfort and some peace and feel inspired. And I'm so excited about it. Okay, with that said, how do you feel about surviving divorce? Think you can survive it? Of course you can. So today I want to talk about how to survive divorce. And this stemmed from a question I got from a reader saying, I'm going through a divorce after 21 years of marriage, and I want to know how to survive. Will I survive? I felt strong until we sold our house and I actually moved out. I'm sick, sad, and very depressed. I don't know who I am without him, and I don't know how to be single and independent. How will I survive? So my answer to the question, will I survive, is hell yes. Not surviving is not an option. You might have children that you have to survive for, but you're going to do much more than survive. You're going to have a great, happy, and healthy life. So with that said, I want to talk about how to survive, specifically with 15 tips. And so here we go. I'm just going to dive right in here and talk about the tips. So the first one is allow yourself to grieve. And for this one, I think that there's a lot of people who just bottle up their feelings and hold it all inside. And basically, the problem with doing that is that you're not allowing yourself to get through that part of the feeling so that you can move forward and move on. So you need to cry, you need to be angry, you need to be sentimental, you need to miss him or her, you need to have fits, punch your pillow, scream, yell to your friends, call him or her a jerk, because you need to get it out. And this is an awful and tragic and unfair time, and you need to grieve that to be healthy, in my opinion. Just please don't let your kids see any of this. They do not need to see you grieve. Although you can tell your kids, like, mommy is grieving, I am very sad, but the punch the pillow and all that, no. Okay, moving on to number two. Acknowledge that you are scared. So people who are getting divorced have all kinds of fears, including me 15 years ago. Scared to be alone, scared of finances, scared of running your own household, scared of change. Fear is so normal. But if you don't acknowledge it, you're just bottling it up inside. And you just gotta, it's okay to be vulnerable and admit that you're scared, is my point. All right, number three, do things for yourself. So in other words, don't stop living just because you're going through a divorce. I know that divorce is the biggest part of your life and probably will be for the next several months or years even. But don't let it define you. I mean, life is still going on. There's still so much that you are, you know, doing in your life. Your kids, your job, your activities, your household, having fun, whatever it is, people, spending time with people you love. So try not to stop living and try not to make the divorce the center of your universe every minute of every day. Next one, number four. So I want to preface number four by saying this is not a religious or spiritual podcast, but I believe that number four, talking to God, is very important as a survival tip to divorce. What I mean by that is if you have faith and you believe that God is with you, you will do so much better and find so much comfort. So when I was going through a divorce, I actually still talk to God all the time about many, many things. God is listening. God is there for you. God is by your side. I know that a lot of people think, I'm so alone. I feel so alone. If you have faith that God is with you, you are never alone. So when I mean talking to God, I mean asking Him for the strength to get through what you need. Ask Him to make things okay. It's okay to ask, but also always thank Him for the things that are going right. And I promise you, it will make a huge difference in your life. Before I move on to number 5 of the 15 tips on surviving divorce, I want to talk about one of my DGS partners. Her name is Andrea Javer, and she's a divorce coach, and she is amazing. So when I was going through a divorce 15 years ago, there was no such thing as divorce coaches, I don't think. It's a huge industry now, but you got to find the right one. And Andrea is so, so great. I love her writing. I love her approach. And Andrea does and says a lot of the same things I do, except it's on a much more personalized level. So what Andrea will do is talk to you about what your goals are, what you're trying to achieve, where you want to be in life after your divorce, what you're feeling now. And she's really wonderful. So her name is Andrea Javer, and her website is Happily Better After, and it's betteraftercoach.com. So look her up. I think you'll really enjoy her. Okay. Number 5. Now, number 5 is workout, okay? So if you just rolled your eyes and said, yeah, okay, gee, that's so original, Jackie, work out and I'll get through my divorce. So here's what I mean by workout. I don't mean join a gym, go work out for, 2-3 hours a day and lose 15 pounds. I don't care about any of that. What I mean by working out is taking 15 minutes a day, 30 minutes a day or an hour a day, however much you want, and it can be different every day, just to have that time for yourself dedicated to working your body out to have benefits both physically and emotionally, escaping for that time. And the benefits of it are countless. And like I said, it could be for 15 minutes, 20 minutes a day. Anything is better than doing nothing, but do something every day. Moving on to number 6, connect with other divorced women. So we all love our friends, and they're all in different stages of marriage. Some are happily married, some are miserably married, some are divorced, some might be widowed, some might have never been married, and we love our friends for who they are. But I believe that when you're going through a divorce, it's very important to connect with other divorced women because they get you at the time, and it's a connection that is very special. So if you want to meet other divorced women, go to the Divorce Girl Smiling Facebook group page, ask to be a member. I will click on accept and accept you, and you will be in a room of thousands now of divorced women, and you can talk to them, hear what they have to say. And if you don't want to do it online, make an effort to meet some other divorced women. Even one will make a huge difference in your life. Okay, moving on to number 7. Try not to take things personally. So when I was getting divorced, I remember I had a few friends who kind of dumped me. And I was like, okay, this is so hurtful. I couldn't believe it. I was devastated by a couple of them. And then it took me a while to realize that it was them, not me. You're not doing anything wrong that you're going through divorce. But some people, because of their own feelings, you know, maybe they're afraid to be friends with a divorced person because they're scared it's contagious, or they might be afraid you're going to hit on their husband, or they just can't even deal with your divorce because it's so painful for them. Well, you know what? Shame on them. They should be there for you. But if they're not, don't worry about it. And you'll see that there will be friends for you who are there for you, and it will mean the world to you, really. Okay, number 8, enjoy your children. So a lot of divorced people, including me, feel really guilty when the kids go to their dad's house. That's a huge mistake and a waste of time. But then when you're with your kids, you're kind of like looking over emails from your lawyer. You might be ignoring them. You might be irritable. Try so hard to enjoy your kids and step away from the divorce for a minute and just really enjoy and appreciate them. Because first, for two reasons, it will help you, but also the kids are in pain too. So that's number 8. Number 9, stop looking back. So people think, if only I would have done this, if only I would have been a better wife, if I wouldn't have pushed so much, if I wouldn't have nagged him so much, he'd still be here. If only he never met her. No, definitely looking back and saying things like that is completely unproductive. You cannot change the past, but what you can change is how you spend your day today and how you are in the future. And you can work towards goals for the future. You can enjoy your day and live in the present, but you can't change what already happened. So stop trying. That's number 9. Number 10, rediscover your passions or interests. So before you got married, what were you good at? What did you do? What made you happy? And asking yourselves these questions, and these are the kinds of questions that come up in sessions with Andrea. Andrea Javer, great divorce coach. So these are the questions that you need to think about, and they could lead you to volunteer work, hobbies, maybe a change of job or a new job. So this is actually a gift because it gives you an opportunity to really figure out and shape what your life's going to look like moving forward. And it's not easy to do. It takes a lot of time. It takes patience. It takes some real inner reflection and looking in the mirror and really knowing who you are. But if you can do that, I think you'll be happy that you went through that process. Okay, number 11, listen more, talk less. So divorced people like to vent, right? We like to call our girlfriend and go, you're not even going to believe what he just did. He came to get the kids and he did this, this, and this, and he said this, and it's pissing me off, and I don't know what I'm going to do, and blah, 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 goes on and on. But especially if it's a married friend or your sister or somebody, just listen to them because you have no idea what they're going through and what their problems are. As well, they might appear to have a perfect life, but nobody has a perfect life. All right, number 12, try to minimize contact with your ex. Try not to bicker or argue or fight. For the beginning of a divorce, it's really good to just get some space, and unless it involves the kids or the divorce process, really try to minimize contact because it's going to be just like it was at the end of your marriage. So that's number 12. Okay, number 13 sounds like, wait a minute, Jackie thinks she's a nutritionist. And that's because number 13 is eat well. So I'm not a nutritionist, but here's what I will tell you. There are certain foods that you put in your body and alcohol that affect your mood and affect the way you feel. And right now, at the beginning of a divorce, you need all the help you can get, right? So if you're eating a ton of sugar, which I tend to do at times, or, you know, drinking a lot just to soothe your pain, that's going to affect your mood. Now, on the other hand, there are foods that affect you in a good way. Like if you eat anti-inflammatory foods, you're going to feel better, you're going to be in less pain, you know, you're going to be in a better mood. So definitely think about what I'm saying is, I'm not talking about weight loss here. I'm just talking about putting nourishing food into your body to help you cope and handle things better. All right, two more. Number 14 is laugh. So life is still good. Look around, appreciate things, and try to get as much laughter out of your life as possible, because there are studies that show laughing leads to a better quality of life. And this is kind of like, you know, sad, but even if you laugh about funny things that are bad, like for example, I had thyroid cancer this summer. And I remember, like, right before I went into the surgery, I was on the phone with my mom and we just were laughing about something. And I thought, okay, it actually was helping. And I truly believe that laughter can make anything seem doable and you can overcome things. Okay, this is my favorite one, number 15. There are certain things you can control and certain things you can't. Know the difference and be wise enough to focus on what you can control. So I think I just said the serenity prayer for Alcoholics Anonymous, because that's what they say. So the thing is, you'll be more at peace if you just realize the things that you just can't control. Let God take the wheel and control it. But the things you can control, isn't that a powerful way of thought? You know, like, gosh, I can really make a difference if I do this. Well, I'm not going to focus on this because I can't, there's nothing I can do about that, right? So that is my favorite one. And before I close out here, I just want to mention one other DGS partner. If you are considering getting a divorce, you owe it to yourself to call Katz and Stefani. There are, I believe, 12 attorneys at the firm. I know Dan and Andre really well. They are wonderful people, really smart, really knowledgeable, really experienced. And I've met all of the attorneys at the firm, and they are really, I've been so impressed by everyone I've met there. So if you want to send me an email and ask me about, you know, your case, I could recommend someone from there. But I really, really hold that firm in high regard, and I've known them for a long, long time. I wish I knew them when I was getting divorced. I know that. Okay, so in closing, here's how I want to end this. If you took a photo of yourself today, and then again, took another photo in 3 months, another one in 6 months, another one in 1 year, and another one in 5 years, all the photos would look very different. And I bet in each photo, there would be, as it progressed, more strength, more happiness, and more peace. And that's what I wish for every divorced person. And I know in my heart you will survive. You will do much more than survive, and you will have a happy and healthy life ahead. So that's it for today. Thanks so much for listening. If you want to get in touch with me or learn more, visit divorcegirlsmiling.com, and I'll talk to you next time. Take care.